This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gennardo G. Cantu. Date of birth, January the 3rd, 1977. Case ID number is 5304414. Date of exam, June the 20th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/10/2023 and a medical report from Dr. Pedro Benalo dated 1/25/2023. His last name is Penalo. Identifying information. This is a... This is a 45-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his mother to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain with osteoarthritis of his legs, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked as a cook for approximately 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain with osteoarthritis of his legs. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. And number four, gastroesophageal reflux disease. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with osteoarthritis of the legs. The claimant states that in 2003, he injured his back when he was changing a tire. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both its legs. The claimant states he has symptoms of tingliness and a sharp pain of the lumbar sacral back area. He was diagnosed with a left herniated disc of the L4, L5 area of the lumbar sacral back area. His limitations include being able to walk 2 blocks, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices he uses. The claimant did receive multiple steroid injections into his lumbar sacral back area, which he states helped for a short period of time. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and doing home exercises. His physician is Dr. Pedro Benalo, and he has seen a chiropractor, but states that he only went for a few sessions and started doing the physical therapy on his own. The claimant is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams QID for pain, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back herniated disc of the L4, L5, with mild radiculitis to both legs, / lumbago. The claimant is also complaining of osteoarthritis of his lower legs, which is more consistent with radiculitis. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2005, he was having shortness of breath and occipital headaches, along with occasional blurred vision. He denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no history of nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 129/75 mmHg. He is presently on metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, and amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be very well controlled. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2013, he was noted to have a very high cholesterol and triglyceride level. He was started on different medications for his condition and told to be on a low-fat diet. He is presently on fenofibrate, 145 milligrams QD. His last triglyceride level was 95 milligrams / DL, and his last cholesterol level was 130 milligrams DL. The claimant states that he has lost approximately 15 pounds in the last year. The claimant has had no in-organ damage, such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. His condition appears to be very well controlled at this time, with normal readings of his last blood analysis. Allegation number 4, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop heartburn and acid reflux. He was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease. He states the character of the discomfort was a heartburn sensation located in the epigastric area, which would radiate up to his throat. He states he would have discomfort for approximately 3 hours, and it was a discomfort he had every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and a weight loss of 15 pounds over 1 year. The claimant is food intolerant to fried foods and spicy foods. The claimant denies any history of diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, or weakness. He was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, and he is presently on omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable. Symptoms: the claimant complains of swelling, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. His limitations include being able to walk 2 blocks, stand for 30 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses at home. He did not bring it to this office visit. His physician is Dr. Pedro Penalo, and he is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity. Family history: his father has hypertension. His father had hypertension, high cholesterol, and died from a myocardial infarction at the age of 73. His mother is 76 and in good health. Medications: amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams QID, Metoprolol tartrate, 100 milligrams BID, diclofenac, 1% cream QID to affected area, fenofibrate, 145 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 40 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: obesity, essential hypertension, hypertriglyceridemia, his hepatic steatosis, chronic back pain, obstructive sleep apnea, prediabetes, and elevated liver function test. The claimant also has a history of pancreatitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypercholesterolemia, and one major surgery of a hemorrhoidectomy performed in 2013. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant states he drinks beer socially. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 229 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 129 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 63 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 33, general. This is a 45-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for mild lumbar sacral back discomfort. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain with lumbago, with signs of mild radiculitis, lumbago, normal physical exam. Number two, hypertension, dash being treated. Blood pressure was 129 over 75 mmHg, which is normal. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. The claimant recently had normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels and appears to be very well controlled. And number four, gastroesophageal reflux disease, dash being treated, and presently has no symptoms while taking the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gennaro G. Cantu.